Lord's Prayer, Life, Part 2 of 2. The definition of body that is correct is all thought, speech, and action that is everything that we experience. That goes into or retains inside our consciousness. It's not just a physical body. If we have a thought about our physical body or someone else's physical body, that it's great or terrible or whatever the problem is, whether it's sick or whether it's healthy, it doesn't matter what the appraisal is about. That is in our consciousness. Since the second quote at the beginning of the textbook by Shakespeare is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so, then obviously we want to be having our thinking be correct. If we spiritualize our thinking, then what goes into our consciousness are spiritual qualities instead of personal criticisms or personal assessments, or personal opinions or praises, or whatever it is. We don't really want it in there unless it's spiritual. That's the thing that will last, and that's the thing that is reflecting God's as the true source. Mary Baker Eddy uses 52 words to define life. This information is taken from the textbook, Science and Health. They are as follows: abundance, ascension, aspiration, being with a capital B, and being with a lowercase b. Bread, character, coexistence, coincidence, constructive, creator, day, earth, essence, eternal, exaltation, existence, experience, father, to the capital F, fatherhood, fathering, follow, followers, grace, gratitude, habitual, highway, immortal, immortality, indestructible, individual, individuality, indivisible, inspiration, is, laying down, love, method, multiplies, nowness, open, perpetual, perseveres, repentance, resurrection, risen, sacrifice, temple, the mortal, timeless, way, wings. There are 15 terms that are used as the opposite, and they are as follows: age, blood, body, crucifixion, death, grave, heredity, limits, mortal, mortality, organic, physiology, temple, time, veil. 52 words to describe life, and 15 that are the opposites. In looking at the fifth verse of the Lord's Prayer, which is defined as being the one that represents the fifth day of creation and the fifth commandment and the beatitude, that all align with the fifth verse of the Lord's Prayer. The fifth day of creation states the following. This is from Genesis 1, verse 20 to 23. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. The fifth commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's from Exodus 20, verse 7. And the beatitude that correlates, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And that's Matthew 5, verse 7. In referring to the effort of evil to control the American population, that really represents death. Represents limits. Mortality and mortal. Represents time, another form of limits. And veil. Think about when they're trying to mandate a mask to cover up your face. They don't want your true identity to be seen. They don't want your smile. Evil tries to trick everyone into doing things that have no logic whatsoever. Now, on the positive side, if we think that there are no limits, then we're looking at abundance. And if we rise above the limitation, we're looking at ascension. So they try to put the belief on people that they have a limited capacity. But life is the opposite. Life is aspiring, ascending above that limitation, coexisting with the ideas of God. Life is eternal, another one of the qualities. They're trying to limit, or actually, they're even genociding the population to reduce the population, and their effort and their goal is to reduce the population by 94%. So if you think some of the food that you are eating doesn't taste very good, it has poison in it. They're trying to poison it from the very onset, which is the seed that is planted by the farmer. Very few sources, other than one's own seeds, are available that are not contaminated to begin with. The fifth day of creation says, "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly." And abundance is the number one word that is listed for life. Multiplies is another one. They want to shrink the population instead of multiplying it. Now, when I say they, don't think of personality, but think of just the function of evil itself and what it represents. That's what I mean when I said they. I should say evil. The last word in that list of words to describe life is wings. And the fifth day of creation says, fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And that's a reference to the fowl, which are the birds. And the fifth commandment says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So we want to make sure that when we refer to God, we're only speaking and thinking of the holiest possibility. The very first verse of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. In the spiritual interpretation, our Father, Mother God. All harmonious. The second, hallowed be thy name. Adorable one. So that's laying the groundwork on just exactly what God is. Supreme. At the top. Nothing is higher. Nothing is more pure. Nothing is more in authority. God is the ultimate. In fact, God is the only. When God is described as omni, God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, omniaction. Omni means one, only, and all. So there's no competition. God is mind. He's not competing with a mortal mind. A mortal mind is a false sense of mind. He's not competing with a false sense of life. For a false sense of life is death. God knows nothing about death. God knows nothing about anything unlike itself. If we want to communicate with the qualities of God, we have to prepare our thought so that it is at the maximum level, because God is totally pure. When the thought of another individual comes to us, we want to try to dismiss the personality aspect and think of the spiritual qualities that that individual expresses. Then we will be on the level of the spirit. We will be thinking of a spiritual idea, not a physical personality. The more we think about God and God's qualities, the closer we are in thought to being God's image and likeness. That's what we want to strive for all the time. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus addresses the process for healing. If you'll recall, Solomon asked God for the wisdom to be just in judging everyone that was in his kingdom. He was concerned with fairness. As a result, he was given the wisdom to be able to do exactly that. And when the Queen of Sheba visited him for the sole purpose of finding out if he was really as wealthy as the word about his wealth filtrated throughout the area, she just had to go visit him to find out if it was true. And she noticed that not only was his wealth in excess of what anyone ever described it to be, but that one of the most important things that she noticed was that all of his staff were very happy. He treated them like family, not like a slave. So the relationship between he and his staff was very important. So in chapter 6 of Matthew, Jesus says, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I believe the spiritual way to interpret that is to think of it as, don't pursue the healing as your primary goal, but pursue a better understanding of God and of man and the relationship between God and man. And once we get that clear in consciousness, then everything about our entire life will improve, because we are transforming it from a lower sense to a higher sense. And we can only do that if we don't make a demand on God, but instead try to learn more about what God is right now. Not after we have a healing. I'm very grateful for any truth that came to the surface as this extemporaneous recording was made. If everyone lets their consciousness to be open to the truth, more will flow in. There's only one source of goodness, one source of perfection, one source of understanding, one source of intelligence, wisdom, knowing, one source of identifying everything in our life through spiritual sense, from the capacity, capability, functionality, facility that is abundant, and it's right within us. We just have to open the door and express it with love. with enthusiasm the vivaciousness of life. Thank you, dear Father, Mother, God, for being the life of everyone. Amen.